A faith that has profit is a faith that works. And you have had a profitless faith, so you need to get to work. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today we're going to read an email from one of our listeners, and they're looking for some advice on how they can continue their walk after years of walking away from the Lord. Let's get into their email. Dear Bible Line, I understood and accepted the message of the gospel in 2013. I grew for a while listening to sound sermons, and I had security of my salvation based solely alone on Christ's finished work, and none of my own works contributed. However, I made poor decisions and rejected God in 2020. I'm just going to pause there for a second. I don't know what that means by the person who wrote it here, but I just want to interject. The doctrine of eternal security has not changed based on his rejection of God. Okay, this is just like the son that says to his father, I don't want to be your son anymore. Okay, well, he may think that that's true, but there's nothing that could ever be done to change the fact that his father is his father. So we can walk away from the Lord, doesn't mean we're lost, but it does mean we open ourselves up to serious punishment and chastisement. I think as we continue on with this email here, you'll see that's exactly what happened. However, I made poor decisions and rejected God in 2020, and I have been in doubt of my faith conversion was genuine. I lack love and thankfulness towards God. I don't believe I am being chastened when I sin, and no matter how often I read the Bible, I get no peace. Almost every day, I am tormented with the belief God has given up on me and I'm going to hell. I have sought him in prayer many times. Please, can you offer me some advice and point me in the right direction? I must reiterate, I did believe the gospel in 2013, but I no longer believe. Okay, so let me just, before we go any further, it doesn't, and if you're the one who wrote this and you're watching this, I don't mean this as a slight to you, but we have to speak the truth. Regardless of what you may have done after you put your faith in Christ, it doesn't change your condition. Your position. You're in Christ. You're found in him. Now, you're going to be walking in your flesh, and as a result of that, I'm going to show you one passage in Scripture where you may even forget that you are saved, but God doesn't forget. So here's the rest of the email here. I want to believe the message again because I know it's the only thing that will give me a secure foundation to grow in faith. And let's get into the answer. Okay, believing the gospel again is not going to give you peace. You've already done that. What's going to give you peace is obedience. Okay, love my dad. My dad loves me. My dad, when I disobeyed, chastened me. And that was, sometimes it was a verbal thing, sometimes it was physical. And that was a part of his duty as my father to chasten me and correct me. Now, there were times where I responded well to that discipline. And there were times when I did not respond well and required more discipline. But the more that I did not respond well, the worse my relationship with my father became. Okay, now that's an earthly comparison. But we know from Hebrews chapter 12, and there's a video on this channel where we talked about how God disciplines, that God disciplines us out of a perfect love. He doesn't get angry at us and then whip us out of anger. He disciplines us out of perfect love. And chastening and punishment is all a part of our walk with the Lord. As we do wrong and need correction, God will do that. So you put your faith in Christ in 2013 and you walked away from the Lord after a period of time when you were walking close with him. There's no need for you to get saved again. You need to get committed again. Now, let's take a look at some passages that I think are going to help you. Before we go any further, just want to welcome anybody who's here for the first time. Thanks for checking us out. And if you've been here before, welcome back. It's so good to have your continued support. Make sure, whether you're new or you've been here before, like, comment, and share the video. That helps us get into more people. Maybe you even found us that way because people were doing that. Make sure that you hit the red subscribe button and the notification bell because that allows you to get an update every time that we post a new video so you can stay up to date with all the stuff we're doing here on the channel. If you have a Bible question, maybe you've had one for a long time, you're looking for an answer, send it to me. Email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do the best that we can to get you a written response and maybe even make a video response like we're doing with this question today. Let's get back to our answer. So I just want to, you know, encourage you, even though you don't feel like you're saved anymore and you feel like you have to get saved, you're not separated. There's a lot of passages that we can look at. First John 5:13. You can look at John 5:24, John 10:28 through 30, Romans 8:38 through 39. I mean, all those different things. Romans 8 chapter 1 says there's therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ back in 2013, you were born into God's family. It's a one-time event. It cannot be changed. Now you are feeling different because you're experiencing what it is to walk in the flesh. And there's a passage that I just came across again. It's like I rediscovered it while I was answering another question a couple of weeks ago. It's in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Specifically, I want to focus on verse 9. Verses 5 through 8 talk about adding to your faith. Virtue, diligence, patience, godliness, all these different things. This is growing in the Lord. Things that you did not do at your own admission in 2020. You walked away from the Lord. Now you don't have any peace. Now you don't feel like there's any way that God is chastening you. You're callous to that. Well, there's a reason. Verse 9 describes what you're experiencing. But he that lacketh these things, these things are adding to your faith from verse 5. And those that add to their faith, they're not going to be, as verse 8 says, they're not going to be barren or unfruitful. You have not added these things, so you are barren. You are unfruitful. You do not abound in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And specifically, verse 9 now applies to you. But he that lacketh these things is blind. Not that God is blind to you, but that you're blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. This is very important. The person that is forgetting here is the believer, not God. As a matter of fact, it says that he was purged. You've already experienced the removal of the consequences of your sin in regards to eternal life. You've been forensically made righteous in the eyes of God, but you've forgotten that because you lack growth. So how do you get in the right direction? The question you asked is, can you point me in the right direction? I want to point you to the scripture. I want to point you to Christ. I want to point you to prayer, Bible study, interceding on behalf of others with intercessory prayer, asking, finding a local church and growing in that ministry, soul winning. I mean, all those different things are helpful to you, but none of the, you're not going to feel any better until you start doing the things you're supposed to do. The way you're functioning right now is not how God intended for you to function. As a matter of fact, I want to show you that in Ephesians chapter 2. If you look in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, we all know verses 8 and 9. You hear it all the time. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Verse 9, not of works lest any man should boast. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. A prophet, a faith that has profit is a faith that works. And you have had a profitless faith. So you need to get to work as you're supposed to. And you're going to have more success that way. Now you may be struggling with how you feel about things, guilt, remorse. That's okay. Give that to the Lord. He wants you to be successful more than I do. I want you to be successful and walk in the Lord, but he wants that too. So just do the things you're supposed to do. If you've got sin in your life that you've just made habitual and you haven't addressed it, 1 John 1:9, confess your sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have an advocate in Jesus the Father. Go and do that sin no more and grow, and you'll start to see a change. But I think that's the right direction. Don't think about, I got to get saved again. You weren't lost again. You have forgotten that you were purged from your old sins because you haven't grown. So what's the solution? Get growing. I hope that helps you. And if you have a Bible question, send it to us. questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.